If you think back to your grade school science classes and Schoolhouse Rock episodes, you might remember memorizing a lot of vocabulary words.
When you're in the dark and you want to see, you need a...
electricity, electricity.
But science is more than words. It's about wonder, curiosity, and experimentation. The new Arizona science standards are meant to encourage a messy, hands-on approach to science. The Department of Education's revisions shifted the focus backward.
As a professional, as a science educator, I just could not support teaching students this incorrect idea of what science is.
That's Lacey Weezer, the department's former director of K-12 science education. She resigned rather than implement the changes made during an unprecedented internal review.
I think the changes really shift the focus from this idea of science as a discipline for helping students make sense of the world to just really memorizing a body of facts.
Weezer was alarmed by the addition of so-called key concepts to the standards. They look a lot like the old vocabulary terms emphasized in Arizona's outdated standards from 2004. That's just what the committee of experts who wrote the new document wanted to get away from. Another troubling change. Department staff deleted or qualified the word evolution throughout the document. Glenn Branch is the deputy director of the National Center for Science Education.
We can be quite sure, I think, that the revisions are aimed deliberately at softening the treatment of evolution and thus misleading teachers and students about the scientific standing of evolution.
Evolution has been amply confirmed by science, just like photosynthesis or relativity. Branch says it's absurd to use ambiguous or tentative language.
These are very bad revisions that were made. They clearly weren't endorsed by the writing committee, and it's somewhat disrespectful to them to make these changes.
The Arizona Department of Education declined to give an interview for this story. But in a March meeting of the State Board of Education, Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas defended the internal review. She said the draft standards for both science and history were too vague and needed to define expectations for students more clearly.
I'm not going to bring something to this board that I don't think is in the best interest of our students in the community we should be serving.
Educators complained the internal review was an overreach of power. Sarah Torres is the executive director of the Arizona Science Teachers Association.
In the past, internal reviews were always done for formatting issues and grammatical edits, and never to change the specific content of the standards.
Even if Arizonans agree on what to teach, there's the question of how to teach it. Curriculum and textbooks are being written for the Next Generation Science Standards, a recommended set of ideas for teaching science to K-12 students. They were created by 26 states, including Arizona. But of the 19 states that have adopted them so far, Arizona isn't one of them. In fact, the state has chosen to write its own. So schools here might not be able to use national resources.
And I think in the long run, one of the things that teachers will need to think about, and curriculum directors and school districts, finding resources that align to these standards.
That's a financial burden at a time when school funding is under a magnifying glass. The draft standards for science and history and social science are available for public comment until May 28th. They'll be submitted to the Board of Education for adoption this fall. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney in Flagstaff.